Dash-0558 has breached the email servers of approximately 25 U.S. organizations, including government agencies.
中共黑客侵入美国政府电邮系统。微软在7月11号发布博客声明说，被微软命名为风暴0558的中国黑客入侵了包括一些美国政府机构在内的20多个组织的电子邮件账户。
Microsoft calls actors behind a recent string of attacks associated with China well-resourced adversaries who draw no distinction between trying to compromise business or personal accounts associated with the targeted organizations.
微软称，最近一连串与中国有关的黑客攻击的操作者是资源充足的对手，他们对试图入侵与目标组织有关的机构或个人账户不加区分。
The root issue appears to have been a security vulnerability in Microsoft software that involved using Forge authentication tokens to access user email using an acquired Microsoft accounts or MSA consumer signing key.
被黑客攻入可能源于微软软件中的一个安全漏洞，包括使用伪造的身份验证令牌，利用获取的微软账户签名密钥访问用户电子邮件。
A technical briefing on the exploit from the Microsoft Security Response Center states that both Outlook email servers and webmail servers were compromised in the attack using an exploit that allowed the attackers to impersonate the security credentials of legitimate Microsoft Azure users.
微软安全响应中心关于该漏洞的技术简报指出，在这次攻击中， Outlook 电子邮件服务器和 Webmail 服务器都受到了攻击。黑客利用该漏洞冒充合法用户的安全凭证。
The company notes that it has partnered with the Department of Homeland Security and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in its investigation of the attack.
微软称，它已与国土安全部和网络安全与基础设施安全局合作，调查此次攻击事件。
According to the Wall Street Journal, the attack is being viewed as part of an espionage campaign that potentially compromised valuable information belonging to the U.S. government.
据《华尔街日报》报道，这次攻击被视为间谍活动的一部分，可能泄露了属于美国政府的宝贵信息。
The incident was serious enough to trigger a recent briefing of congressional staff by the Biden administration, the journal added.
华尔街日报这篇报道还说，这一事件非常严重，以致拜登政府最近为国会工作人员举行了一次简报会。
But reporting from the Washington Post cast the event in a much more serious light, alleging that Security of Commerce Gina Raimondo's email account was compromised along with unidentified email accounts at the Department of State.
不过，《华盛顿邮报》的报道将黑客事件描述得更严重，称商务部长吉娜·雷蒙多的电子邮件账户以及国务院的不明电子邮件账户被泄露。
The attacks also targeted were the email accounts of a congressional staffer, a U.S. human rights advocate, and U.S. think tanks, the Post added based on comments from officials and security professionals.
华盛顿邮报引用官员和安全专业人士的评论说，黑客攻击还针对一名国会工作人员、一名美国人权倡导者和美国智库的电子邮件账户。
The Post also stated that the client who reported the vulnerability in Microsoft's bulletin was actually the federal government.
华盛顿邮报报道还披露，在微软公告中报告漏洞的客户实际上是联邦政府。
Adam Hodges, a spokesperson for the National Security Council, was quoted in a statement to the outlet, U.S. government safeguards identified an intrusion in Microsoft's cloud security, which affected unclassified systems. Officials immediately contacted Microsoft to find the source and vulnerability in their cloud service, Hodges added.
美国国家安全委员会发言人亚当·霍奇斯在给《华盛顿邮报》的一份声明中说，美国政府的保障措施发现微软云安全遭到入侵，这影响到了非机密系统。官员们立即与微软联系，查找源头及其云服务中的漏洞。
Schaub hits Gautam, a solutions architect at cybersecurity company HackerOne, told hacker website HackRead that Storm-0558 is speculated to be a state-sponsored actor that is also known to use custom malware such as Sigril and Bling for the purpose of espionage.
网络安全公司 HackerOne 的解决方案构架师 Schaub Gautam 告诉黑客网站 HackRead，人们推测风暴0558是一个受国家支持的黑客，外界知道他使用 Sigil 和 Bling 等定制恶意软件进行间谍活动。
In May, Microsoft warned that another group dubbed Volt Typhoon is pursuing development of capabilities that could disrupt critical communications infrastructure between the United States and Asian region during future crisis.
今年五月，微软警告说，另一个被称为福特台风的组织正在寻求开发在未来危机中可能破坏美国与亚洲地区之间关键通信基础设施的能力。
Volt Typhoon is more notable in that it was directly defined as a state-sponsored actor based in China that typically focuses on espionage and information gathering by Microsoft.
更值得注意的是，微软直接将福特台风定义为以中国为基地，通常以间谍活动和信息收集为重点的由国家支持的行动者。
A spokesperson for China Foreign Ministry called the Storm-0558 allegations a collective disinformation campaign of the Five Eyes coalition countries initiated by the U.S. for its geopolitical purposes.
中共外交部发言人称，风暴0558的指控是美国出于地缘政治目的发起的五眼联盟国家的集体造谣活动。
CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online.Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
Welcome back to the Chen Show. And I'm Hershey. Now it's our time to showcase some of the...albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Beatrice Dear, and the song is called My All to You, which is also from her album titled My All to You, released in May 2018.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉琛的秀的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Beatrice Dear 演唱的歌曲 My All to You。
Oh,
Complex is a music piece by Andrew Collins Childs, and it's called Goodbye Blue Sky, Shipping the Clouds, which was released in May 2018。接下来请大家欣赏来自 The Andrew Collins Trio 演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Goodbye Blue Sky Shipping the Clouds。 For more information you can visit www.andrewcollinstrio.com。 is a song by Wild Rivers, and it's called A Week Ago, which is from the album titled 88, released in July 2018。接下来请大家欣赏来自 Wild Rivers 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 A Week Ago。 那么 Wild Rivers 呢，有四位音乐人，他们分别是 Khalid Yassin、 Devan Glover、 Andrew Oliver and Ben Lebensky。希望大家喜欢这首歌曲。
Go. Yeah. If I could get this Chevy up to 88, I'd take it back in time. I know exactly what I tell myself, and boy, I could set it right. Seven little days can feel so long, waiting on another chance.Go. Two-tone Chevy, we were getting gone. We were still on the road. Windows down, we were singing our song, saying I wish it was a week ago.
That song is called 闪的宇宙 which means the cosmos of an umbrella, and vocal by 范广慧。听朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由范广慧演唱的《闪的宇宙》。接下来，请大家欣赏陈明绍演唱的《让风告诉我》。And next is a song vocalized by 陈明绍 and it's called《风告诉我》，which means "Wind tells me."Hope you enjoy. Today's music segment of the Chinese show is a song called 小姑娘 which means little girls, and it's vocalized by 陆玉清, and her she wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby.听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由陈明绍演唱的《风告诉我》。今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自陆玉清演唱的《小姑娘》。在这里呢，何西特别感谢大家和我一道度过了一个愉快的周六的午间时光。那么，祝大家周末愉快，我。